Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers, do you worry about homeschooling? If so, you're normal. You're welcome, and thank you for joining me for this episode of the Homeschool Sanity Show. Just kidding. It is normal to worry, but I'm going to help you stop so you can get on with the business of homeschooling. For this episode, we will discuss 5 common worries. If you're still worrying, you can join me for part 2 of the topic. But first, I want to tell you about the Build Your Bundle sale. This annual digital homeschooling resource sale is a popular one with my listeners. Until May 14th, 2018, you can save up to 95% on curriculum, homeschooling helps, parenting resources, and more. Find it at psychowith6.com/BYB. My own ebook, The Organized Homeschool Life, is a part of Homeschool Helps Bundle number 2. It is partnered with 7 other ebooks and 5 courses that complement the organizing help to be found in my book, including a lesson and student planner. It's just $19 for the bundle, which is a steal. This week only, I have also put the Digital Organized Homeschool Life Planner on sale at grammargalaxybooks.com/shop. So now, you can not only have a plan for organizing your homeschool life, all the tools you need to finally make it happen. But wait, there's more. Last year, Grammar Galaxy was a part of the Build Your Bundle sale. The second volume, Protostar, is not included in the bundle sale this year, but the digital version of Protostar is now priced 20% less this week only. Just go to grammargalaxybooks.com/shop to nab the planner and Protostar while they're on sale. If you are not a digital curriculum and resource buyer, but you're curious about the many benefits of using digital, check out the episode I did in the show notes. Then visit the sale at psychowith6.com/BYB. Now for 5 common worries that we can put to rest so we can get back to the business of homeschooling. One of the first things people say when they learn I am a homeschooler is that they would never have the patience for that. It's a common and understandable worry. I wasn't a patient mom at all, and homeschooling just my oldest as a preschooler taught me that. It drove me crazy when he didn't answer questions I knew he knew, or when he had his own ideas for what we should be doing. I often lost my temper, and even when I didn't, I was practically jumping out of my skin while waiting on him. I knew that I wasn't the best teacher for my child because of my impatience, but I didn't quit. I eventually came to understand that patient mothers don't homeschool. Instead, homeschooling mothers learn patience. They learn it not from dealing with obedient, cherubic children, but from the aggravating, tiring, and difficult sort. If I had not homeschooled, I believe I may have stayed the same impatient woman I was 19 years ago. I would have remained short-tempered and would not enjoy the closer walk with the Lord and my family that I do today. We tend to want patience right now. There isn't a shortcut to this fruit of the Spirit, but there is a well-worn path. Homeschooling mothers before us have trod it, and you can too. Find episodes on developing patience and dealing with anger in the show notes for this episode at homeschoolsanity.com/stop-worrying. Stop worrying about your impatience and start homeschooling. The next most common response I get to the announcement that I am a homeschooling mom is that the person speaking isn't organized enough to homeschool. I have a hard time not laughing in response to that comment. I was a very disorganized person when I started homeschooling, to the point that I felt I needed to quit. I would be neglecting my children's education if I continued. Even though I was only homeschooling a preschooler, I did almost no teaching, but also got nothing else done. I didn't know what the problem was until I met a woman named Fly Lady online. Her approach to developing routines and working in 15-minute segments changed my home. I wasn't born organized, but I have developed routines and an approach that allows me to do everything God has called me to do. Fly Lady's approach is the basis behind the Organized Homeschool Life book and planner. I applied the same principles of routines and 15-minute missions to organizing every area of my homeschooling life, prepping curriculum, arranging our homeschool space, early preparation for holidays, and more. I am not IKEA organized in my home. Many people assume I am. Instead, I am organized enough that I can homeschool, write curriculum, and run a business. My home is not a disaster. I no longer routinely forget appointments. I even have time left over to enjoy family time and participate in hobbies of scrapbooking and tennis. If I can do that, anyone can. Get your organizing book from psychowith6.com/byb and the planner from grammargalaxybooks.com/shop and begin a more organized life today. Stop worrying about not being organized and start homeschooling. Before I was obedient to God's call on my life to homeschool, I was worried that homeschooling wouldn't fulfill me. I had a degree in psychology, and I had given up that career to stay home with my children while they were little. But I did not want to give up my dream of being a writer and speaker. I assumed there was no way I could do all three. Obviously, I was mistaken. I'm doing all three of those things today. But homeschooling has been the most fulfilling of these callings. I have often said that I would give up everything else before I gave up homeschooling. Teaching my own children has been my greatest joy. The family relationships we enjoy as a result are precious to me and my husband. Homeschooling has allowed me to use the talents God has given me and to fulfill my purpose as a teacher. Before I had my first child, I taught psychology at a local university. I absolutely loved it. God knew that teaching would give me the desires of my heart. I have taught my own children, my friends' children, and now, through Grammar Galaxy, children all over the world. My cup overflows. It is possible to homeschool and work or minister within your talents and your passions. I know women who are gifted in computers and engineering, who teach classes for homeschooling students, for example. The same with those gifted in the arts. But whatever your passion, I'm proof that you can work or minister part-time while homeschooling and fulfill the other God-given desires of your heart. I did much less writing and speaking when I had babies. God has been faithful to give me just the amount of activity outside of homeschooling for my season. I'm going to provide you with a link to an episode I did on scheduling, so you can determine how much time you can spare for an outside passion. God can fulfill you, even as you homeschool. Stop worrying about being fulfilled and start homeschooling. A fourth worry homeschoolers often have is choosing the wrong curriculum. We worry that our friends' kids will get full-ride scholarships to Ivy League schools, while our kids will end up being ditch diggers. And all because we chose one math curriculum over another. This fear can lead to curriculum addiction and such a collection of resources that our child is overwhelmed and stressed. An overwhelmed child is more likely to fail academically than one who is using a curriculum that isn't the best of the best. I used to have this fear. For example, I listened to people who said, if you don't use more than one math or science curriculum, your student won't get into college. That wasn't true. And while I do think there's some truth to the notion that using the same math curriculum, for example, each year is a good idea, I violated that policy and my kids have still done well. The fact is, you teach your children. Curriculum is just a tool you use. That is especially true if you tailor that curriculum to your child's learning style and particular needs. You may need to add other resources and even tutoring, but nearly any curriculum will do when it comes to providing an education for your child. Many of us worry about gaps in our children's education when we choose a particular curriculum or even a particular approach to teaching the subject. I had that concern about history when I was using a unit study approach to teaching my kids. We weren't studying history chronologically, so I was concerned my kids weren't going to master it. I've now used both approaches and saw no difference in my kids' understanding of history. Gaps in a child's education is not worthy of our worry. I direct you to the episode I did with Charlene Knotgrass on the topic. I can tell you that most homeschool curriculum is far superior to that used in public and private schools. A wrong homeschool choice is likely better than a traditional curriculum. Stop worrying about choosing the wrong curriculum and start homeschooling. A fifth worry homeschoolers have is that their child won't be able to master a subject. I was afraid I would not be able to teach my child to read. That fear stemmed from two sources. First, potty training had been a real struggle for me. I couldn't teach my child that most basic of social skills, so I worried that reading would be a real struggle. The second source of fear was the fact that I didn't know how to teach a child to read. No high school student is given a course in teaching reading. I wasn't an education major, so I had no background in it whatsoever. I purchased an expensive phonics curriculum and hoped for the best. My oldest child, an advanced learner, took to reading at an early age. But just as with potty training, he wasn't interested in it. I was so shell-shocked from my potty training experience with him that I let it go. Lo and behold, he was interested in reading in his own time. My second and third kids learned to read on a later but average timetable. My fears that I would not be able to teach my kids were relieved once they knew how to read. But then along came boy number four. I taught him using the same materials and the same approach I used with my older three boys, but no matter how many little tricks I added to my approach, he wasn't getting it. That old fear reemerged. When our kids struggle to master a subject, we can worry that homeschooling isn't best for our kids. While it is true that your child may need assistance with a learning disability, we should not worry about homeschooling a child with special needs. Here's why. If your child were in public school, you would have to be your child's advocate. I know many parents who have gone to great lengths to ensure that their children are receiving the special services they need to succeed in public school. In public school, your child is one of dozens of children. You will have to be your child's advocate no matter which educational approach you use with your child. Homeschoolers can find the best professionals to assist them for their kids without dependence on a particular teacher or aide in a public school who may not be the best fit for your child. Special needs children have the opportunity to flourish in an educational environment that supports their self-esteem and enables them to learn using the modality that is the best fit for them. With my son's difficulty in reading, I consulted my neighbor, who is a reading specialist. She explained that my son sounded like he needed to learn to read using whole language, which is another way of saying that he struggled to read phonetically. He wanted to memorize the words. I also consulted an expert at a homeschooling conference about my son's approach to reading and was reassured that he would not have undue difficulty in reading using that approach. The expert has been proven correct. My son is an excellent reader, despite not learning to read phonetically as his brothers did. No one cares more about your child's education than you. You'll do whatever it takes to teach them. Stop worrying about your child not mastering a subject and start homeschooling. In this episode, I hope I've laid to rest 5 homeschool worries for you: lack of patience, organization, and fulfillment, and fears of choosing the wrong curriculum or your child not mastering a subject. God doesn't want us to worry. He wants us to get on with the business of homeschooling He's called us to do. Please visit the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/stopworrying for the resources I've mentioned. I hope you'll join me next time for 5 more worries we can put to rest. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.